Suncoast Scaffold. Hire any scaffold for 4 weeks and get 2 weeks free.
NRL headlines with Billy Moore on 92.7 Mix FM.
Billy Moore is in the studio. Welcome, Bill.
Hello, people.
All right. What's the
How
good
did
news?
You go? Hang on. How did you go last week?
Oh, look, you know, just balls off the tongue.
Yes.
3 out of 8.
No, I got to say, it was a tough week.
It was a tough week.
Oh, it was three games.
It was very tough.
3 games with like 2 points in it.
Yeah, there was. I called a draw. I called the Warriors off a TV screen, which is a funny concept out of New Zealand. Warriors versus Manly, and that actually was a draw because you have your 80 minutes and they go 5 minutes each way, golden
yes.
point.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no one could win it. And then Canberra, the last game of the round, got out of jail in the last 10 seconds of double extra time, and there was 3 games decided by 2 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to get 3 out of 8 is pretty good, actually.
And I've got to say, Bulldogs in Melbourne nearly beat the Storm, and you were talking about they're the most successful team against Melbourne in Melbourne.
People say stats are just stats, but sometimes...
Yeah.
That's going to mean something.
Yeah, they mean something. They give them a bit of a heart.
So
great result for, well, I shouldn't say this because I know I'm pretty upset people, but if you're a Broncos fan, it was a test against the Dolphins and they passed the test.
Yeah, look good.
Yeah, they look good.
Hey, so they're going to go again this week against the Raiders. It's a really great, it's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah.
It's almost like the golden era. When I played in my era, so back when Jesus was a boy, in the 90s, there was the two great clubs. There was Brisbane and there was Canberra, and they both had probably 8 to 10 Australian players in each. And they were the two heavyweights, and they were the best clubs I played against. Then they've faded off at different times. But right now you can just see they've got this burgeoning number of good young players. So the 2 5-8s, Ezra Mamm's the old one, he's 21.
Yes.
The guy that's playing against him, Ethan Strange, reminds me of a great player called Laurie Daly. He's 19 years old.
Unreal.
He's had 7 games. And you know when you see something, whether it be in the fashion industry or a car, when I see a football player, I go, oh, my God. It takes you about 5 minutes to see it. And you go, that is special.
They're changing the game.
So watch this guy play. So the Battle of the Sixes, 21-19, will have a pivotal game.
And who's going to win? Will the Broncos win?
I think they can. I think they will. I think, again, the hometown Harry scenario, but I just think they believe in themselves. Look, it's going to be a cracking game because... Where the Broncos are a little bit weak because they're missing Payne Haas.
Yes.
That's where the Raiders are really strong.
Yes.
Interesting times too because the Broncos are 10th. The money is on the Broncos, but the Raiders are in 3rd. So that is actually Saturday's game. So we might rewind back to tomorrow night's match. Oh. The Storm in 2nd taking on the Roosters. Look, the money is even, Stephen.
Yeah,
which way is this going to go?
Virtually even, Stephen's. Look, I'm going to go the Storm, the simple fact that every time I back against them, you get beaten. Look, but this should be a cracking game. The Roosters, I've been saying for 24 months, has the best roster. They do have the best roster, but they've got too many players to do the same job. You've got Tedesco, they've got Manu and Sualee. They're 3 of the greatest fullbacks I've ever seen. They all play in the same team.
They all can't play fullback.
They need to find another home.
You can't have too many Chiefs. They want the ball. So to me, there's their squad's in balance. I'm sneaking to the Storm.
Okay, Friday night footy. The Warriors in 7th. We're going to Wollongong. St George Illawarra, they're in 13th. The money's on the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Warriors. The Dragons are actually going better. They've won 2 of their last 3. Flanagan, their coach, is coming and is making a difference. He's making a difference. But I just think the Warriors, who weren't brilliant last week but found a way to get a draw, I reckon they'll do it.
Well, going up to Darwin for a bit more Friday night footy. The Dolphins in 5th. Taken on Parramatta Eels in 11th, but the money is on the Eels.
Yeah, that's one of those anomalies like we touched on before. Look, the Dolphins have too many injuries.
Yes.
They're on their knees. Yeah. We saw it last year. When they had their full squad, they're good, but they've got about 7 players out. Yeah. They just don't have enough troops yet, so I'm going the Eels.
Maybe Darwin will get out for the Dolphins. I reckon that's the go, surely. Going to Bathurst, where the Tigers taken on the Penny Panthers. Now, the Panthers always looking strong in 6th.
Did you know this game last year, the Tigers won?
Did they?
So, does that mean something?
I don't know.
No.
All right.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
It doesn't mean anything. Okay, Panthers are going to beat the Tigers there. The Gold Coast Titans not having a good year in 16th, taking on the Seagulls in eight. No one likes Manly, but you still have to back them here.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the Titans are 0-5. Last week they had their best performance, but they couldn't seal the deal against the Raiders. So plenty of work to be done on the Gold Coast, but I've got the Seagulls to win that one.
And you're thinking the Broncos will beat the Raiders on Sunday in Brisbane at Suncorp.
Oh, it's going to be a ripping
game. Sorry, I should say Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a ripping game, big crowd. Lean to the Broncos.
The Doggies in the ninth, 15 versus 14. Surely the Knights can get up on this.
Heads or tails?
Heads or tails, heads.
Who do you want?
Doggies.
It's Knights.
Yeah, I'd go against me too. I couldn't remember the other team.
She's trying to annoy me because she knows I want the Knights to win.
Yeah, go. Well, anyway, he's gone for the Knights.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Thank you. And then on Sunday, Cowboys in fourth, looking good. Taking on the surprise number ones, the Sharkies.
This should be match of the round. It's 1v4. I'll quickly throw you some stats. The Cowboys are the anomaly. They're in fourth spot. They're 4-2. They have scored more points than anyone else in the comp.
Oh.
They've conceded the second most. I have never seen that in my life. And I do all my stats, and I was going through them on Monday night to score the most, but concede that it's almost like they haven't found themselves.
Yeah.
They're confused. I don't know what's going on.
They need to get the other one wrong. Yep. No better.
So I'm thinking Sharks will win this, but watch this space. I don't know. The Cowboys could be something special, but I don't think they know what they quite are at the moment.
And, of course, the Bunnies are having a bye, and Lord knows they need one.
Yeah
they need one. They need one. Well, Latrell's having a bye anyway.
I've had a rumour now. We heard about Wayne Bennett and Meninga possibly combining forces and going to Souths for a year. But there's a third element now. I heard Bellamy might be in there.
Yeah, well, that'd be probably Craig Bellamy stirring the pot just so he gets market rate off the Storm. He's left the Storm, I reckon, in the last 15 years.
Right.
There's a rumour. Hey, on that note, I actually just got a note from Claire in Coolum, who's just been down in Melbourne, and she said the talk around Melbourne is that Storm's in trouble financially. They just can't get Melbourne to love rugby league. And I
know the Rebels, which is the rugby union mob, are insolvent, and they've actually been trading insolvent for that long. They're actually going to sue the directors and going to – and ATSIC, I think, does that.
Oh.
They're actually – they're Cactus.
Wow.
So maybe they might be talking about the
union. They may be talking about the union.
But in saying that, the reason rugby league has been successful in Melbourne because the initial owners, Fox News Corp, tossed in $250 million over the course of 10 years. So it took 10 years for them to make them love. And they've been going, well, like they're averaging around about 23, 24,000. So they're doing okay, but it is a hard slog to make it work. And I think the rugby union is about, he's going to topple over. Whether they inject cash back to keep that alive, I'm not sure.
Melbourne Storm's so well run, though, isn't it? You know, it's the best. They're showing everyone else how to do it.
They are the best cultured club in rugby league by a mile.
Yep.
And I would say over the past 2.5 decades, you'd be struggling to find a more consistent sporting entity at a professional level on the globe for being able to deliver a result and constantly lose stars and create more. They've got a pipeline. It's all about culture.
That's what they're very good at. Mark and Caroline for breakfast, 92.7 Mix FM.